I don't know, rhythmic stuff is so fun for me doing that. It's so nerdy.
DDR.
It's just like, yes.
Yeah, I really thought so you would have liked that book because of the...
I don't know, something about the... Yeah, it just being so cold
I
and
think
science
it being
scary
about,
turned me off
yeah.
of it. That's where the spicing comes in.
Yeah. Right.
yeah. April would be so easy to
summary
spice.
Is the biggest
man. That's the real reason April doesn't want to be famous. It's not because she can't and she's too normal.
April, if you ever become famous, I want you coming on my show, okay?
Straight up.
I'm we're gonna do.
Yeah, it was senior day. And in the bio thing, like the whole write about April, basically, she was like, April, she was like, April's this mix of girly girl and tomboy. So, and then she said, she can be, this part, it made me laugh, like, it's my favorite part of the whole thing, was when it read something like, she can be so sweet and such a cupcake princess with her friends and just the best, but if you make her mad, she's got, like, a fiery temper or something and swears a little and blah, blah, blah. Like, thanks, Mom.
That was me.
That was you? I thought that was Mom. Either way, that was so funny. Like, I just thought it was so funny. Like,
I figured I was like, obvious. Yeah. I referenced the comic book reference and everything.
Oh, I didn't know what way they were ordering it.
I know you did it.
Oh, man, that was so funny. It's just like, ah.
I can't lie.
I know. I mean, I'm proud of it. So I was just like, ah, yes.
This is Scott Novosel, author of the 20 years in the making graphic novel Fieldhouse. And you are listening to the one and only Comic Pop Library.
Episode of Comic Poppy Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan.
It's so sudden. And
hey, Logan, are you gonna say somebody's name or what?
Well, Lenny's missing, but I'm here apparently.
Jonathan's here too.
Jonathan said my name.
Oh,
it worked.
Okay.
I knew that was going to work.
Logan's like,
I don't see what the problem is. It totally worked. Why can't we mix it up once in a while? I am here with Jonathan. He's right here next to me. And Richard and April and Lenny. And the rest of us.
Yes.
Yes, Jonathan.
And Logan.
Logan, you're going to have to raise your mic up, dude. Keep it. You might have
Poppin' to. Logan style.
Alrighty, shall we try this again for a normal opening or leave it in?
I think that was the best
I'm
opening
sure
we ever
they,
did.
I'm pretty sure they know our voices.
No, okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Next
to
week
me.
I'm going to say April.
Sounds good to me. All right, here we go. And in this episode, we are going to be looking at the manga Maid Sama, story and art by Hiro Fujiwara. And in this one, we're going to have a run of episodes that are going to be part of April's last few episodes with us because she's going on to college.
Whoop, whoop.
She's going to get educated on us.
Educated. Don't be going off to school, getting all educated. Come back here trying to tell us how to live our lives.
She's God, could you imagine the music reviews getting worse? Now that I know more, lay down the law.
Oh, please, please come and rejoin us after that. That should be the joy of my life.
Just a one-man review.
So, Mate Sama was April's pick for one of her last mangas to review. As
I do want to mention, one. The Japanese title is Kaichawa Mate Sama, just because...
Super important.
Know. It is to me. I don't know, because that's what I know it as.
Yeah, because Mate Sama, that could be anything.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, one of the translations of Kaichawa, which is what they... used in this way is president. So it's okay. So it actually does tie in.
See, if you would have said President Mate Sama, that would make sense to me because I read the first few pages.
Yeah, exactly.
So why it's called that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got it.
I didn't not like your book. I just didn't have as much free time as Richard thinks I do. I have three children, people, and mine aren't all going away to college. Like, they still need to be beat and stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay.
That's Lenny. But anyway, this one is, as if being class president of a predominantly male high school isn't hard enough, Misaki Azusawa has a major secret. She works at a maid cafe after school. How is she supposed to keep her image of being ultra-smart, strong, and overachieving intact once school heartthrob Takumi Usui? Is that how you pronounce it? Usui?
Care, go for it. Usui, yeah.
Usui.
Takumi Usui.
Discovers Usui. Her double life.
His name is Usui.
Kamisaki trusts Usui to keep her secret from the rest of the kids at school. And why the heck is he always showing up at the maid cafe?
Because he's a perverted alien.
Maybe she should start taking him seriously when she says he likes her. Especially when he throws in an unexpected kiss.
Yeah, he does.
This How one is a so good.
I've been listening this whole time in monotone and it just went stereo on me and everything's
I'm
weird
trying
now.
To... I'm trying to think how far I can.
She's not the only one he's been kissing.
I've read this series twice, and I've watched both the subbed and dubbed version of the first season.
Sorry.
The second season is coming, you know, so it's like...
Sorry.
I need to know where to stop before, you know, spoilers
just
and stuff.
Stop
and this one is
dubbed
by... It's by Viz Media from their Soju Beat line, and it is a double volume, so it's a 2-in-1, and that's how they're published. There, you don't get the single volumes like you do in some of the mangas. This is a double volume.
You could have a pretty short leg on your table, and you want to balance that table, you could really get...
Just jam that in there.
It's almost phone book quality.
Yeah, son.
So, yeah, it's quite a little manga tale.
This one, basically, it's not a comedy per se, but
it's not a comedy per se,
but it's not a drama per se.
No, it's
a nice mixture.
It's a mix.
You know what word I hate?
I didn't use mixture too much.
Per se.
Oh.
It's not
quite a...
That's two words. Per se.
I guess you are correct.
What else I hate besides the two words per se used together as a homonym? You know what I hate more than that? I'm not saying.
No, it's comedy, romance, girliness, drama.
Yeah. I didn't see too much drama in there.
Not drama, but real world
situations
all rolled into one, which is cool because a lot of the times... It's definitely shoujo, you know, it's definitely for the girls, to, you know, puppy love and stuff. But it's not all frou-frou butterflies.
No.
Everything works out perfectly. The girl is a ditz. Oh, she's so cute and shy. The guy is, whoa, you know. But Yuzui is kind of like the prince figure,
right.
Which is ironic because of something else. Spoilers. But
because he is a prince. An alien prince, really, just so you all know.
No, that's the meteor one.
But an illegitimate
one.
He's a bastard alien prince.
Yeah. No, that's just...
But we don't do spoilers here, so...
That's just Misa's nickname for him is Perverted Alien. It's a cute pet name, whatever. No, and that's really why I enjoyed it so much, is that they put so many real world... problems into it. Like, she comes from a struggling home.
Yeah,
she works. That's why she works, you know, is to put in that income. Their dad ran out on them, and you won't find out why till later on in the series. Uzui's got his own set of problems that you'll get into, you know. So, and just in the second volume, she goes into this really intense situation, you know, with a rival school. So it's deeper than just frou-frou love, which shoujos are known for, which
Did
I appreciate.
The Massachusetts group also get a nickname or not?
Oh, the three idiots? Yeah, that's their names, the three idiots.
So you see why April likes this character. It's the three idiots. It's something she would use to nickname some of her friends, probably.
Yeah. But they would do that to us, too, or to me.
And if somebody thinks that a maid cafe, though, that's ridiculous. They don't have those. No, these are actually literal things in Japan. Yep, they do have maid cafes, a lot of themed cafes as well. So this is everyday life in Japan with the maid cafes.
I actually pulled an April after I read this because I was curious.
You just got really emotional.
No, no.
Like, tears brimmed and you wouldn't let it out because stop.
I was doing research on it because I was like, is this a fictional
You know, other people have done research before
April. I know,
April.
But April April normally April's does research here.
According to you.
April's legends is like she's like the granddaddy of researchers, apparently.
You know, this is how it goes. It literally goes April down to Socrates, down to Plato. He taught Aristotle, and that guy taught Alexander the Great. Yeah. But it fucking starts with April, okay?
But I'm finally being recognized for all the hard work after millennium.
Well, you know, like, I think, you know, Socrates kind of stole your thunder there, and you should really get your accolades.
Lenny. It was Lenny right below April, so.
I'm not going to
That really sounds weird, and I don't even
I'm not going to comment on anything.
You just went too far,
Keep
buddy.
Keep talking about
We've
what you
We've said a lot
researched.
Of crap on this show, but you just went too far.
Keep talking about what you researched.
What did you find out about makeup?
So you did in April.
Yep, I pulled in April. I could have pulled a Lenny.
Was that all the info you had, or did
I'm
you learn
glad,
something
I'm
from
just
the
glad
research?
When he said that, he didn't just say, well, I farted in public. That's pulling in April.
Anyway, so what?
So what?
It was just, well, pretty much what you said, that it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Good job. All right. That was a great story, Jonathan. Moving on.
If I remember correctly, I've heard tell of a... Gundam restaurant.
I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, there are themed restaurants.
I thought it was
going to
be this huge revelation of like the secret behind.
there might be some secret behind it.
That was.
But you didn't research
that
deep enough.
Did you do a paper or did you just kind of do an essay, a little short?
Yeah, just
about 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. you didn't copy from Wikipedia.
And just saying,
I did a Cliff Notes edition.
Oh, yeah, there it is. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's very popular.
Reality, yes.
It's not the job itself that is the issue for Misaki. It's the fact that...
The uniform?
No, it's not even that. That's the uniform, you know.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so the thing is that at her school, she's the demon queen, basically. You know, she, you know.
Yeah, she yells at all the boys because they're slobs. I got that right in the beginning.
She's afraid, and that goes to emotional scarring from her past. Blah blah blah. Anyway, so
I get that.
She fears that if the school finds out about her job, the guys find out, then they won't take her seriously. She'll lose all respect, all control, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's her inner conflict.
It's a shallow, superficial fear, but whatever. Yeah.
But see, and it is. And that's the cool thing about the series is that as it goes, she becomes more and more comfortable with it all. Mm. And at the end, you know, it becomes really nice and everyone knows about it and blah, blah, blah. I don't even care about spoilers right now.
So tell us exactly.
Screw everybody. This is amazing.
Tell us exactly how it ends, April.
No.
The bastard alien prince is reunited with his parents who never meant to leave him at the intergalactic market.
No, they're dead.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Never
that's
mind.
Not,
the bastard alien prince's parents are dead. His uncle didn't mean to leave him at that intergalactic market.
No, that's actually his It's a rough situation. Anyway, so, and that's, yeah.
That was a brother in a crash landing.
But you
I didn't even read it. I'm just making stuff up. If I'm actually that close, that's scary.
You're not that close.
I'm talking about a half-remembered other manga about an actual alien prince.
he's not actually an alien. I can spoil that. No.
Damn it. That was the only thing I was looking forward to.
And I don't know. I guess
you could almost classify this as one of those, like, they kind of classify some mangas as slice of life.
Right.
Yeah, it's slice of life.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different term that we haven't thrown around with the mangas before.
But it's more based on real world. There's no kind of life. Yep. It's more like Seinfeld in manga form, or like Friends. Yeah. Just one of the, it's situational comedy, but not necessarily comedy. Like sometimes those shows would be very
serious. That's why I just love it so much, is because it balances the, obviously, fantastical part of, everything works out in the end. Like, because she has, she's super strong. So they're basically perfect beings.
Right.
Physically. But it also throws in the actual ugliness of the world and so many problems. And I like that a lot,
Yep.
Thanks.
I'm sold. Let's buy it. Get one for every library. It. Moving on. No, I'm just kidding.
That is what April says. And get the anime, too. Just in case.
Just in case.
Get the dubbed and the translated version.
Yeah.
Or the subtitle version. You want to be able to read them all.
And then get it. And then get it subbed French. Just in case you didn't understand subbed first time.
Yeah.
I just like it. I usually don't go that deep into the series I read or watch. But with this one, it's so near and dear to my heart.
It's weird because it seems so shallow. Like you would find something that was much more...
This isn't
interesting to be very, very devoted to.
I think it goes a little deeper than what you think.
It gets, really deep. Yeah,
it gets into the emotional stuff.
It's not as petty as Peach Girl, but it goes along the vibes of, of just the really... Like in the first book, she almost gets raped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second one, she gets really close, but
She got really sick. In the second one, she gets close.
But she got sick, but she also got kidnapped, and those guys broke into the cafe and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they, what were they going
to
do?
Honestly, the 17 minutes before the podcast that I realized we were going to be reviewing it today, I did want to read it. Like, I'm just making fun of it because I don't really know what happens.
You sat there.
And I haven't actually seen it.
Your responsibility. I do that a lot. No, it doesn't bother me.
But the artwork in this one's a little bit rougher than some mangas. It's not the nice rounded artwork that you see in a lot of the Japanese characters in the manga or anime. It's a little bit more rougher looking. I don't know how else to describe it.
I think it
looks like
normal to me. It's not very...
It's not cartoonish. There's not as much cartoonism in it.
I like because
it's more
realistic
for anime style or for manga style.
Well, it has different types of arts in it too. Mm-hmm. Like when you start, they have chibi stuff. Like the three idiots are usually drawn chibi and everything.
They have that, but they don't have a lot of the other gimmicky cartoon stuff.
Right? So they're going along like normal, and then all of a sudden you get a picture like this, which is Yuzui like death glaring.
Yeah.
Them, and that is so out of character for this manga style. It just jars you, and I think that makes it all the more impactful. It's
like Vampire Hunter D showed up right in the middle.
Straight up. And then the very next page, it's like, whatevs.
Yeah, and they're back to normal. Well, not quite, but yeah.
Back to flowers and, I love it so much. It's so fun.
I think it's pretty good artwork. I mean, for all the mangas I've read, it's very clean and well-drawn and the story. Like I said, I only got a few pages into the story, but it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read it. I just didn't get it done.
Yeah, and honestly, because Jonathan, god dang, we had to basically force this down his throat for him to read it.
But that's not the only thing. We have to force him to read almost everything.
That's true.
And then he loves it. And then he's like, oh god, that was great. Thank you for forcing me to read it against my will.
I don't know. I just think, even though
he's a trooper, though, he gives it a try.
Yeah.
So. April was right behind me with the gun in my temple. And
enjoy. That's why he said, this is pretty good, as he cries tears of fear. Yeah. I'm like, right?
He's like, this is great.
This is the best.
I just want
to go. But I think, and usually I wouldn't say this, but if, because...
Then don't say it.
I know, I'm going to say it because I feel so strongly. No, even if you're not a fan of shoujo, I think you should at least try reading this. You know, usually I wouldn't say that because, like, I'm not a fan of mecha stuff, so I wouldn't appreciate someone forcing me. But this is such, I don't know, this is such unique shoujo. It's not typical at all.
No, it's not. No,
and it's a good mix to me. So I think you've got a good shot of liking it. I'm not saying you will 100%, but...
And I think that's why I enjoyed it, was because it was a little bit different than some of the other shoujos that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that it's... is it a T+? 16 and up, basically?
Yeah. Rated T.
A little more risque than for the little kids. Right. So
and
it's...
as April mentioned, there's, you know, a couple of times of some rape scenes, but didn't go that far. But you knew what was coming.
It's like serious adult situations,
So if you do place it in your library, be aware. It's a good story, but there are some intense scenes. And that's pretty much like any graphic novels now. Even in your Batmans and Supermans now, they have some intense scenes in some of their stories.
Well, and that goes along with being trying to do a more realistic story, because I think that in life, there's a lot of bad, not always rape, but there's a lot of bad things that happen to young ladies exclusively or pretty much exclusively. And that it's pretty terrible when stuff like rape or near rape happens. Right. And it is something that it will show out through art, whether it just be like, you know, it's like the worst thing that can happen to her. So it's a great thing to pit as a problem. You know, I hate to say that, but as an artist, you can see why it would be something that would come up a lot, especially in manga style.
Even with
realistic, like what you call it, shoujo.
Slice of life.
And this is one where I think it's a little bit, you know, in the Japanese culture, this is no big deal. It's, you know, they literally learn at a faster rate. They are thrust into situations at a faster rate. So this is just commonplace for even some younger teens, like 13, 14 over there. It's no big deal. Ours is starting to shift a little bit, I think, because of some of the novels that are coming out in the YA section and the movies with all the dystopian part, you know, with the more dreary and
with dystopia you have a lot of terrible things happening.
So I think that's starting to shift a little bit here in America too, but you're still going to have those pockets of parents that you know, they want to make sure their kids are
one of my favorite what they scenes can, if I can go off subject kind of on that note for a second. In Divergent, you know, I didn't really care for the book, and I didn't really even watch them. Like, I paid attention kind of for a while, but I the scene where the guy gets his eye put out, you know, is really intense, and the whole aspect of that part of the character Triss's life is, you know, I like everyone knows me that it's not my favorite book series. Sorry, but you know, as far as like that's like the because in that type of society, kind of more brutal society, dystopic society, that kind of violence is more, in societies that are more brutal and less socialized, there is more violence. I mean, it's just a part of it, and more severe violence, even at like school age, at like 16 years old.
And the thing that with that with the whole eye being put out in this book and any, you know, real world situation is that you don't, like with the eye one, I remember that's it's not very gory, obviously it's not, you know, rated R and stuff, but just the idea of it is bad enough, you know, so you don't need, and I think that's where sometimes people are like, no, it's okay, it's not, you know, bloody or anything. Well, but the idea, it's still there,
some,
though.
Some of the ideas. I think that the number one thing that makes a book, whether it be a book, manga, movie, even music for adults, is the theme. I mean, it can be about sexual reproduction in a clinical setting that can be taught to fourth graders. No, I'm serious. It could be. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying that's not my opinion. But I'm saying like it could be like what could be loosely described as porn, and you know, be more appropriate because of the clinical setting. But like, you know, the adult themes and situations are, I think, what is the because you can get away with, like, I mean, if it's really stupid, like explicit stuff, you can get away with that on TV as long as it's totally unrealistic. Like, they're getting away with so much more as long as it's completely unrealistic and cartoonish. But like, if you know, you emulate even an act of a rape, Whether, you know, no clothes off, no actual touching, you know, but if you emulate that it's going to happen, if you basically show, like a lot of those, even on the Lifetime channel, like they have trouble keeping a PG-13 rating. They want to give them R because rape is almost always, it goes immediately to R. And with books too, I think it's just, it's something that it's very dark and very powerful and, you know, definitely matures up the audience. I think that more than a few cuss words and maybe a little bit of violence, like the situations and themes are what parents should really concentrate on as far as what kind of material for younger children.
I do want to mention, going, this is really off subject, but going back into this because it's been just a thought popped up, is that another thing that Kai Chow really has going for it is that it develops all of the characters that you'll see. Like the three idiots, they develop them. They develop Sakura.
I think that's so important to a story, developing all the characters and not just the main characters.
Like, I mean, obviously, it's always going to come back to Misaki and Yuzui, but within their friends group, you know, you go off and you see their life and their struggles and relationships and all of this, and it, for me, it helped me get more absorbed into it, because now it's not 2D, focus on them. It's a 3D world now.
I
can picture it so much better. It connects more, you know.
Well, that, and I think that's what makes any kind of book or story good, is having fully developed, realistic characters that matter to people.
Exactly. Like, in the epilogue you get with this, obviously they show Yuzui and Misaki, but you get a glimpse at every single person's future of what they did. And it just warms your heart much. Because it's like you have become part of the friends group, you know?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, and that's a completed series. So this is only the first
two volumes.
And how many volumes is the whole series?
I'm pretty sure 10.
Yeah, because each... Okay, but there's like, so... It's a pretty long series. And she's read it twice, so if that tells you anything about its quality.
Honestly, I am probably going to read this again, because I'm looking at all this art and I'm just feeling homesick. So I will probably read this again. Right now I can't. Right now I'm reading The Devil's a Part-Timer, but I'm almost caught up to that one. So it's okay. That's a funny one.
I watched that on anime.
Yeah, I'm planning on watching it after I read it.
So this is one where we got into a little bit of a more serious topic about the violence and stuff. But I don't think it has the violent quotient, you know, like very violent, but there does have situations. Hiro
Fujiwara.
Yeah,
okay.
Fujiwara.
And just,
and he does everything. He's the artist.
Story 16 volumes.
So it's
published.
It's a pretty long series.
So
and
eight books.
It's something that, you know, the reader that likes this genre is going to be really able to sink their teeth into.
Yeah.
It's not like...
And most sojos are a complete set. They don't go on like Naruto or Bleach.
Just forever, like Bleach 487.
Because really, once you end up together and everyone's happy, how much more
can you take? Can you take?
Honestly, because I'm a fangirl, so I can speak a little bit for the other fangirls. With shoujo, it's like, we're so fragile, all right? Because really, you know the two main characters are going to get together when you read a shoujo. But the struggle and turmoil to get there is like so gut-wrenching. If it's a good one, it's so good. Like with this one, like you for me, I felt all the bad things. I felt all the good things, you know? So it's really emotional. And so once you finally get there and like you can like, okay, it's good now, you know? Like, it's very, very hard to keep going, because you know if they keep going, shit's going to happen. All right? Some girl is going to come in here try to take the guy, and then everyone's going to have all this miscommunication, and they're going to break up for a while. I've read some of those shoujos, and it's so emotional. And so you risk, losing audience if you take it too far.
Are you guys
struggle.
Effing serious right now?
Yep.
I've been listening.
Oh, have you?
Sorry. It's just a fangirl moment there. A glimpse into a fangirl's mind is that right there.
I think that that's pretty great. And that's, you know, that's not something that I would definitely be interested in, but in a general sense. But I'm glad that it's a good one. And like I said, I only got to actually myself read a little bit of it today. But I liked it, and I would definitely read more. If I'll be honest, I'm probably not going to right now because I have a lot of other stuff I have to read.
Fine. I mean, it's
but that's why I was like, let's just go ahead and do it. But you know, yeah, I definitely would endorse it. As I mean, obviously, it's not your run of the mill. Like if something that's if you want to get into that genre, you should probably start with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. To me, it's the best shoujo. But I'm biased, obviously, because I enjoy it so much, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But we got somebody I thought they wouldn't like it that actually tried it and did like it. So that's a little bit of a testament, too, for a story.
I mean, it's the best. I mean, it looks all frou-frou and great, but, man, you get into it. It's going to go down.
I did like the beginning. I'll say this, that her yelling at all the boys and, like, then going into her personal problems and, like, you know, I'm like, shit, this shit got heavy fast.
You're
She didn't screw around walking through the hallway thinking about bubblegum and stuff. You know, no, she went straight to the...
Well, and they mix those serious topics and conversations between the characters. And then the very next page or even the very next box could be something totally hilarious off top, you know, to me. It's just, it's the greatest formula because it never gets too lighthearted, but it never gets too serious. It's always a perfect balanced medium. It's the best.
So this would be one that I think you could put it into a library of any size pretty much easily. The smaller ones might have to look at their budgets before they do it, but since it is a finite series, this would be one that you might want to strongly consider to put it in for your collection, especially if you have a strong manga and anime following. Definitely put it into your collection for sure, if you haven't already done that. We're going to leave out on there. Like I said, we've been talking about Maid-sama by Hiro Fujiwara, and I think that's going to about wrap it up, unless there's any other thoughts. Pop. Nope. All right. We're having fun. We hope you had fun listening to us today. We will see you in the next go-round. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Sayonara. You haven't met him yet.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.